Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You can join us again here on the phones, 855-450-FREE. By the way, there has not been any public announcement of this yet because I got the news literally just a few moments before we went on the air. But I want to welcome back our XM satellite radio listeners to America's Talk. Apparently the show that had replaced us in the first hour, because XM listeners have been getting Free Talk Live from 9 until midnight Eastern time for a while, and then there was another show that came in, Pain Nation, took our 9 o'clock hour, so it took from 9 to 10, so we were only on from 10 until midnight, so what they were doing was they were taking the third hour, which we're in our third hour now, from 9 to 10 Eastern, they were taking that live, and then the 10 to midnight hours, we're doing delay broadcast. So until tonight, we were only heard in delay broadcast, but now we should be back live in this hour because Pain Nation is gone. So thanks, Pain Nation, for going away. I appreciate that. And
sure, some people really like that show.
Maybe so. But now we're back. So welcome back to our America's Talk listeners on XM Satellite Radio. It's great to have you. And, of course, you're always welcome to participate. Bring up whatever you want here. 855-450-FREE.
If you take investment advice from us, you're fools. Then again, if you take investment advice from even investment advice experts out there, you know, they don't know.
Yeah, how could they? It's ridiculous. 1-855-450-FREE. But actually, I don't even know what this other show was. I don't know if it was an investment advice show or whatever. I think he was an investment guy, like some sort of money guy. But we're here. We'll talk to you about anything you want. For those of you just tuning in, we've been discussing bath salts and how it is that the people in the mainstream media, specifically CBS News and other sources that use CBS News and believe what the police say and believe what any doctor will tell them, will just print all kinds of misinformation about bath salts, likening bath salts to LSD, as one doctor allegedly called it, the new LSD is bath salts. And what an irresponsible statement to make. I mean, look, if you don't know what you're talking about, then shut up. And let people that do know what they're talking about speak. If somebody asks you a question and you're a self-styled expert on things, like you're an emergency room doctor, as this guy was, you know, you're welcome to give your experience. Oh, yeah, people came in, they were on bath salts, they were having a really bad time. That's a valid experience.
Right? I would say people came in, they were on meth alone, and they were having a bad time would be a better
thing
to say.
They wouldn't know necessarily, though, because you know, not everybody is putting the research into their drug experiences that maybe you might, Julia. And, of course, I think it's important. If you're going to use drugs, you need to take the time and effort to do research and understand what it is you're getting into. Don't just believe what your buddy says you know, about the experience. He may not have done research either.
Seems like good advice.
I would say certainly don't believe what your dealer says.
Yeah.
I hate when people say that, like, well, my dealer told me there's a heroin in these. My dealer told me these are good pills. Yeah, your dealer is trying to sell those to you, so.
And so is the guy down at the corner store.
And, yeah, and so is his dealer. So, like, yeah. I mean, it's just bad information all around.
So, you know, be careful. Buyer beware. It's really important to learn about these things, and there are great resources that can allow you to do that. Arrowhead.org is one of them.
Also, I always say this, but I really believe it. Please, if you do drugs, buy yourself a Marquee. It's an ecstasy, test kit. You can buy an entire kit. There's one, $20. It's Marquee, and it's the one that tests for the most drugs, basically.
M-A-R-Q-I-S?
Yes. I would recommend DanceSafe.org because they do sell them in other places, but DanceSafe.org actually sells you an entire bottle, and the other places will do like these little single-serving kind of things, and you pay way too much money for them. But the Marquee is useful for testing a variety of drugs. Like, every drug basically will have some kind of reaction or lack of reaction, and there are really great resources on the internet that will show you, like, what the reactions are.
I think that's important to bring that up, because what we're kind of touching on
right
now...
Right, you only get one body and one mind, so...
Well, right. And it's useful to learn about these things in advance. So, like, there's step one, which is do the research over at arrowhead.org, learn about the drugs. Because, again, Free Talk Live, we understand people are going to do drugs. People are going to alter their state of consciousness, whether it's with alcohol or with bath salts or with, you know, something more classic like MDMA or LSD. People are going to do these things. So I think it's in our best interest as fellow humans to help you with this process by giving you good information and the resources that you can use to educate yourself so you can make the most informed decision possible rather than just blundering into an experience that you don't know what you're getting into. So the first step is to actually research the chemicals that you're interested in. But as you're pointing out, Julia, if you go out onto the street and try to purchase these chemicals, you may not actually, in point of fact, be getting what you've just spent time researching. Because, you know, if you've been spending time researching MDMA, and somebody says, hey, I want to sell you some ecstasy, and you buy it, and just put it in your mouth, there's a disconnect there. You may not have actually gotten MDMA. You may have gotten something completely unexpected, something completely different.
It's a lot easier to fake ecstasy than it is to say marijuana. I mean, you know, there's lots of when I was younger, people were always taking oregano or something like that, trying to sell it to you as a marijuana.
Were they always doing that?
Well, you know, it happened more than once. Wow. I can tell you that. And you know, but with a pill, they got to be a baby aspirin for all you know.
I would say today, very sadly, today, if you buy ecstasy pills in America, you are far more likely to get something that is not MDMA than get something that is MDMA. Mm, yeah. I mean, look at...
There's a bunch of bunk.
Right. There is a lot of bunk. It's incredible. If you buy MDMA anywhere in the world, but especially in America, buy a test kit, please.
And even if you buy from sources that you trust, the trusted source may not have tested the product. They may not know what they're getting.
Yeah, get your dealers. Bring your test kit to your dealers and get them to test.
As long as you can trust them that they actually did do the testing and that the dealer is actually, you know, is
it
not
can't be done in front of you. How long does this take?
Oh, it takes seconds. That's what I'm saying is,
yeah.
If I
you're
had
saying bring it and then take
right,
it home.
Bring it, test it, say I will not, like, because that's what I do or would do. Like, if I was going to buy MDMA from someone, I would say I will buy, I'll even pay for one and test it in front of you. And, like, sometimes they're like, no, man, they don't want to do it. Fine, I'll pay for one and test it in front of you. And if it's good, I'll buy more. And if it's not, I'll never buy from you again. I mean, if people did this, fake ecstasy wouldn't fly here.
Well, right. If buyers were actually concerned with the product that they were getting, you're right. Then they would not put up with the bunk. And
but a lot of times they don't know the bunk. And these kids, they just like they're like, oh, I want ecstasy. So they go and they buy these fake pills.
That's why they sell drugs to kids.
Then they go get more. You know what I mean? And as long as people are buying, who cares what it is? But so, I mean, please get a test kit. Get everyone you know who does the same drugs, like, get them to test, too. This is so important. I can't advocate it enough. I'm a huge supporter.
And then there are also other resources, like you mentioned, dancesafe.org. There's also, which one's the better one, Ecstasy Reports or Pill Data?
Okay, so Pill Reports is a useless site.
Pillreports.com?
Pillreports.com. Basically, what you can do is you can take a picture and you can say, this is my experience with this pill, but you're trusting people's experiences. Mm-hmm. And dealers go on there and say, oh, my God, I ate this pill and it was so great. So you
They're
really can't
marketing
trust...
marketing their own pills.
Right. And Ecstasy Data is it's the lab tests it and tells you what it is. But even still, there's different, like, Blue Stars, for example. Let's say I'm going to eat this ecstasy pill that's Blue Stars. There's copies of Blue Stars. There's, like, after one good one comes out, the bad drug producers will
whoever
get
these
will
counterfeit
copy
people are.
It.
Counterfeit it, yeah.
Right, and they counterfeit it, and then you'll see a variety of bad ones come after it. So you can't really trust anything but the test kit. You can be more advised, maybe, and, I mean, I would say if you're going to eat a drug, if you've looked on Pill Reports and you've looked on Ecstasy Data and you're not willing to buy a test kit, start with half and wait, you know.
If you're not willing to buy a test kit, you get what you get, you know. Hey,
yeah.
Your mind and your body aren't worth anything.
Right.
To you.
$20.
If you're going to do drugs and you don't have a test kit, your mind and your body aren't worth anything to you.
If you're willing to spend
$20.
If you're willing to spend $20 on a pill, you should be willing to spend $20 on a test kit.
Well, that's the funny part. I hear this all the time. I can't afford it. Then why can you afford drugs?
Right.
Yeah.
God, stop it.
Well, right, and that $20 test kit's going to last for how many tests?
Forever. I mean, I've had mine for years.
Doesn't it go kind of bad over time?
Kind of.
Gets discolored or something.
It gets discolored, and if you're not good.
A year?
Yeah, it lasts a year for sure.
All right, so 855-453 bath salts. What are your experiences? Have you had experience with bath salt? You don't have to tell us your real name to get on the air. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year. Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com, and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. Join us over at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for news updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first. I'm actually just sending some during the break there. News.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method is best for you. News.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for free.
If you're you're looking for camping, hunting, shooting, or survival gear, anything for the outdoors enthusiast, you probably want to get the name brands and get them at the best prices. Who wouldn't? ManVentureOutpost.com carries everything that you're going to need, and at the best, the name brands, and at the best prices. Knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They're family-owned, members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau. And with coupon code FTL, you can get an additional 5% off at ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a great site, and the shipping's fast. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. Coupon code FTL.
All right, we're continuing here this discussion. We've been talking about bath salts and misinformation about drugs and how to be safe, using harm reduction techniques to help to have the most positive drug experience possible and avoid some of the negative stuff out there, avoid misinformation, avoid a mislabeled product. And it's important for people to do their due diligence and buyer beware and know what you're getting into before you do something. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones and take you your calls, your thoughts. Let's go to Troy listening in Saskatchewan. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, guys.
Hey, Troy.
Hi. Regarding drug use, I think my observation anyway is that the more controlled the population is, the more likely they're going to use drugs. And maybe you can look at the teenage population, and then you know the Soviet Russia and how much vodka they drank and stuff like that. I think it's although there might be good uses for drugs, I think it's kind of it's out of control because of people want to escape the fact that they are controlled. And we're living in an authoritarian society, and maybe that's why there's so much drug use. What do you think?
Also, when you think about places where they have decriminalized drug use, like for Amsterdam and Portugal, and you'll see a diminishment in teenage usage of drugs, it's very interesting. I mean, so the freedom is given, and then people don't use it. Because the concern is that if you legalize drugs, you know, the average lawyer or toll booth operator is going to run out and start smoking crack, and that there's going to be an increase in the use. And there's really not much evidence of that. There's certainly evidence of people coming and doing drug tourism, coming to a particular place, drawing them in. But not an evidence of native population. I don't really know if that's the right term, but the native residents in increasing drug use when drugs are decriminalized.
I think there's something to what you're saying in that there are people, a fair amount of people, that use drugs for escapism purposes. And obviously, Mark, you know, you're citing real life statistics. I mean, when these drugs are decriminalized, usage goes down. That's just a fact. And maybe what we would see, though, in a less authoritarian world, more free world, is that drug use would still be out there. It's just that maybe people would be using them for more positive reasons rather than escapism. Although, obviously, people are still going to have problems in their own personal lives that don't have anything to do with the authoritarian state that they may still be interested in escaping.
Right. I think there's a lot of drugs that exist because of the illegality too.
Oh, sure. Bath salts
and,
entirely.
Yes, exactly. What we're talking about tonight, crack is questionable. Meth in the way that it's done is questionable as to whether or not it would be as rampant. You know what I mean? All these things are kind of cheaper replacements for other drugs like meth, for cocaine and things like that.
Well, meth kind of for amphetamines too.
Right. Well, and methamphetamine actually has existed as a prescription for a long time, and methamphetamine as a prescription is not the same as the bathtub
methamphetamine.
So I guess I would be interested to see if drugs, like, forget legalization, forget just pot. Like, if tomorrow in the United States drugs just were left alone, you know, for businesses to produce and stuff, I would be very interested to see how these sort of drugs drop off in popularity.
Yeah, because why wouldn't people want the good stuff? The reason that they're doing all this bad stuff is you know, usually because of price and availability.
Right.
Well, all that said, though, liquor came about in true popular form during Prohibition.
Liquor, not beer, not brewed spirits, but right.
Right. Liquor hasn't gone away.
But it has diminished over time in its usage. So liquor quickly reached a peak during Prohibition and has slowly trickled off over time.
And the liquor that existed in Prohibition is not the same as, you know, I couldn't get raspberry vodka.
That's true.
During Prohibition.
True, and it was a little more dangerous as well. Bathtub gin, known for making people blind, things like that, those stories. You don't hear that very much with somebody just going out and buying some Mad Dog 2020. Not to say you couldn't kill yourself on liquor today, you certainly can. But go ahead, Troy, any thoughts on that?
No, I have nothing else. Thanks,
okay, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Bill's in Indy, listening to WXNT. Hey, Bill.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you're going to have to educate me because I'm going to have to start from square one. Bath salts. I've heard of Epsom salt, something you soak in, but I don't know what this bath salt is.
Yeah, we probably should have kept on saying this. This is a euphemism sort of name to market fake drugs under. Fake drugs, analogs of real drugs. So these are counterfeits of drugs marketed under the name bath salt.
And they usually
why do they use that name? Because it doesn't sound like drugs. Well, if they said fake drugs on the front of it,
right,
then there'd be much more trouble.
And it's a way for them to market a drug without actually, like you're saying, calling it a drug, but also being able to put a label on it that says not fit for human consumption. You'll find that most of these products have some sort of similar label. That way they can avoid any sort of FDA regulatory structure that might come along with that. Because normally if you're going to sell a drug, something marketed as a drug, you're going to have to go through some sort of governmental process. But if it's, you know, marketed as bath salts or in some cases, I think, incense, like for instance the fake cannabis stuff has been marketed as incense, you know, not fit for human consumption, don't smoke this, you know, these things are put on there to basically avoid whatever legal channels that they might become liable for.
Like they're sniffing glue or paint or anything like that. If not, it's just a euphemism. I can't really buy this stuff and soak myself in the bathtub with it. It's really a drug there.
That's a good question. I don't know. Has anybody ever
you
bought bath salts and put it in the bath?
You probably could soak yourself in the bath. I'm not sure. It might.
You could with gasoline, too.
Yeah.
I don't recommend either of them.
I wonder what would happen. Like, would you get, what would we call it, like excutaneous or whatever? Would the skin be able to absorb the product?
I would hate to think that it might.
If you were in a bath salt bath, would you actually get high from just taking a bath in it?
I don't know about that.
Warm,
I'm not sure.
The warm
water,
a lot of
open
it.
Up your... Yeah, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
So it has nothing to do with real bath salts that people put in their bathtub.
No,
do not smoke.
This isn't something that you're
salt.
Getting at the smell good hut in the mall.
Probably not. Who knows?
Thank you for explaining it to a square.
Now, if you want, you can go down to your local convenience store. Thanks, Bill. You can go down to your local convenience store, ask for bath salts, and they'll show you right where they are. Unless they've decided to not carry them. I wonder how many convenience stores have decided that they're not going to carry these things. It's typically where people go to get them, as I understand it. 855-450-FREE. Again, buyer beware. Make sure you research before you get into this world. Some scary stuff's been happening with them.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics. Organics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency, like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free here at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. Listening options are there. You can listen, of course, in to our streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. Listen.freetalklive.com will take you to where you need to go to learn more about that. Plus, you can learn about our over 100 radio stations on AM and FM across the country that air the show at various different times. And our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where you'll find us now all 21 hours per week again. We had been on 2 hours a night on weeknights on XM. Now we're back to three.
Awesome.
Which is awesome. So welcome back to our listeners on XM on America's Talk. Of course, we're also on Extreme Talk on the weekends on XM, and they carry our show live on Extreme Talk. So every single night of the week you can hear us there. Our other satellite option includes KU Band free to air, and we've also got a webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So many ways to listen to Free Talk Live. They are lined up for you there at listen.freetalklive.com.
And we were talking about the use of these bath salts, and as a sort of segue to people obviously on drugs. Check out Catcopter.
That's what we were laughing about.
.com.
Yeah, look for Catcopter. It's the first result. It is Orville Copter is what he's actually named.
What's funny about this is that I don't think that I would find this as amusing if the internet hadn't made cats so funny for me. right? Like, so it's sad. When I heard about the video,
you got to tell people what it is.
Okay, so it's a dead cat.
Cat-copter.
Someone turned their dead cat into a helicopter.
I hope it was their dead beloved cat.
They made a drone out of a dead cat.
Yeah. Which I should mention that sounds gross. It's not gross. The cat does not look disgusting.
No, taxidermy.
Clearly a skilled taxidermist turned this cat into a helicopter.
But I don't think that the video would be as funny if I hadn't been so predisposed to this cats are really funny thing, because like just watching the cat fly around is really funny.
Well, there's silly music that it's put to as well, and
then they chase some cows with it. I mean, you know,
I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard, I'm crying.
It's disturbing to animal lovers, but I would say call myself an animal lover, and we all are animal lovers here.
Yeah. All of us here have had cats.
Laughed. It's funny. You know, cats are going to die.
It's weird. It's creepy. It's funny. All at the same
really
time.
Is it really anti-animal? Because
I don't
if
think
you
it
think
is.
About it, he loved his cat, and he
sure
didn't
does.
Kill the cat to turn him into a helicopter.
Right.
The cat died, and he wanted to preserve him by having him be a catcopter.
The cat helicopter, according to the L.A. Times, was conceived by Dutch artist Bart Janssen and distributed for the public at the Kunstenaar Art Fair in Amsterdam that ended Sunday. Janssen calls his creation the Orville Copter, and named after Orville, his cat, and describes it as half cat, half machine. The Orville Copter is exactly what it looks like, a taxidermied cat with a plastic propeller attached to each paw, so it's a la drone style.
So when you see it flying through the air, it looks like this giant, weird, flying squirrel thing.
Yeah, he's all stretched out. No animals were harmed for this project. The cat, who was named Orville, belonged to Janssen and died after he was hit by a car.
Aww.
After that, he received his wings posthumously, the artist writes in a description of a YouTube video showing Orville Copter's first flight. The artist says he did observe a period of mourning before turning his dead cat into a flying machine, but he clearly thinks he's done Orville a favor by giving him flight after death. He writes, now he's flying with the birds, the greatest goal a cat could ever reach.
Yeah, it's strange, and I think people might reject it for that reason, but it's no different than keeping the ashes of the animal on the mantle. No different than, say, stuffing the cat.
It seems a lot more fun.
There's there's a website out there where you can get the pelt of your cat turned into a pillow. I see nothing wrong with these things. I mean, you know, people love their animals. Mm-hmm. I loved mine. I mean, I thought about doing something like that with Senor, but A, I didn't want to spend the money, and B, didn't have a very nice pelt anyway. Just a mean old grumpy 22-pound. Fat cat.
This looks like a fairly large kitty. You know, it's hard to tell exactly by the video footage, but yes, if you would like to be amused and a little weirded out at the same time, definitely check out Orville Copter.
I'm a little touched at this point in time.
Really?
Well, you read that article, and it seems like you really love the cat. So
it does seem that way.
You gotta really love a cat.
Would it disturb you, though, to fly Orville Copter into some power lines, though? I mean, knowing that he's not alive, but it would still kind of...
God. Well, keep him away from power lines.
Well, like sometimes
your copter.
I know, but sometimes when you're flying these things, they get a little wonky. Have you ever tried to fly one of these?
I think that you're going to have some kind of emotional attachment one way or the other around a cat helicopter. I mean, it's just it's different than a regular helicopter, sure.
You want to talk about a one-of-a-kind thing. I wonder if we're going to see a trend, though, now. Like, maybe people will start hiring this guy.
You know, I love my cat, and I am already thinking of what I should do with him when he dies, because that'll be a very sad day.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go, the Orville Copter. It's not really something we can do much more than explain. You've got to see it for yourself. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But, you know, since we've been talking about bath salts and drug use and how to be, harm reduction, reducing the harm when it comes to drugs, and also some of the interesting studies that have gone on more recently, and also some of them in the past regarding certain illegal drugs. By the way, nobody called in to tell us about their bath salt experience. Come on. I know somebody out there has tried bath salts. 855-450-FREE. I have tried the Mephedrone. I didn't know it was called bath salts back when I tried it. It was marketed to me as something that would be like ecstasy. And
that's a good sign to turn around and run away.
Legal. And I figured, give it a try.
What could go wrong?
And it was available.
Kids, this is the kind of attitude I'm talking about one's brain. You know, like a complete disregard for one's health and well-being.
It was in a liquid form. It was like in a Gatorade bottle, been I guess dissolved in a bottle of Gatorade or something like that. And it was pretty underwhelming. Like, really wasn't anything to write home about or ever try again.
Yeah, stay away from, like, ecstasy. Just do MDMA.
Well, you weren't around, Julia, and I didn't have your positive influence at that time.
I would not have let you down
you
the garbage.
You certainly would not have. So we continue here. Ketamine, however, is one of those classic illegal drugs, K, as it is called on the streets. According to MedicalDaily.com, bipolar disorder is a serious and debilitating condition where individuals experience severe swings in mood between mania and depression. The episodes of low or elevated mood can last days or months, and the risk of suicide is high. Antidepressants are commonly prescribed to treat or prevent the depressive episodes, but they are not universally effective. Many patients still continue to experience periods of depression, even while being treated, and many patients must try several different types of antidepressants before finding one that works for them.
It can take years.
Right, and by the way, in the meantime, some of these antidepressants have some side effects that are pretty undesirable.
They say people commit suicide because of
homicide.
Them.
Homicide.
Yeah, I don't understand.
One of our old co-hosts ended up having massive breakouts on his back and weight gain and loss of sexual appetite. So, I mean, you were talking about depressing. All of a sudden, now you're covered in acne. You have no
fat, pimply, and not horny.
Right. In addition, it may take several weeks.
Might as well be a lawn toad.
Of treatment before a patient begins to feel relief from the drug's effects. For these reasons, better treatments for depression are desperately needed. A new study in biological psychiatry this week, and this is a fresh article, confirms that scientists may have found one in a drug called ketamine. A group of researchers at the National Institute of Medical Health, or excuse me, Mental Health, led by Carlos Zarat, previously found that a single dose of ketamine produced rapid antidepressant effects in depressed patients with bipolar disorder. They have now replicated that finding in an independent group of depressed patients, also with bipolar disorder. Replication is an important component of the scientific method as it helps ensure that the initial finding wasn't accidental and can be repeated. In this new study, they administered a single dose of ketamine and a single dose of placebo to a group of patients on two different days, 2 weeks apart. The patients were then carefully monitored and repeatedly completed ratings to score their depressive symptoms and suicidal thoughts. When patients received ketamine, their depression symptoms significantly improved within 40 minutes and remained improved over 3 days. Overall, 79% of the patients improved with ketamine, but 0% reported improvement when they received the placebo. 79% had
excellent results.
855-450-FREE. Also, it sounds very similar to some experiences people have had.
This is a drug that's illegal. The government doesn't want you to get it.
Well, you can get it if you're a veterinarian. It's used as a horse tranquilizer, if I'm not mistaken. But generally, yeah, human beings, not allowed to have ketamine. 855.
Cat tranquilizer.
855-450-FREE. Free, SACL CAI toll free line. Take control. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of these airwaves toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that are there for you. You can support this program if you would like by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. And you can enter Amazon through that link there. There are different Amazons. There's Amazon UK, Amazon US, Amazon Canada. You click into the right Amazon for you and just get your regular Amazon shopping done. Same great prices, same great Amazon deals and offers. You're just helping Free Talk Live by entering through our affiliate link. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about some amazing studies that have been done here. We've heard really positive studies about MDMA, which is commonly known as ecstasy. Also, psychedelic mushrooms. These are things that have helped people with, like, for instance, PTSD, incurable PTSD, things that the medical community and their allopathic remedies and their official state-approved medicines have not been able to rectify for folks. They took, like, a dose of psychedelic mushrooms. And basically, was it the mushrooms that cured it or the
No, it was MDMA. Definitely the MDMA.
But I've also, MDMA, I know I've heard something about psychedelic mushrooms helping people with, I feel like I've heard.
I don't remember that story that we did, but I do remember the MDMA story that, you're talking about this huge problem with returning veterans having this post-traumatic stress disorder, and largely appears from, acts that they're ashamed of, as according to, studies that have been done. And, the government doesn't want them to be ashamed, and so it attempts to shake, sweep them under the rug. Nobody's giving any kind of, a broken mind isn't obvious to people. And this destroys families and all kinds of things. One dose of MDMA, but the government doesn't want to give. No, that's a bad drug. But it cures these people.
Yeah, I mean, cure.
Cures.
In one dose.
And it's not brand new either, because in the 80s, before, or right when they went to make MDMA illegal, they were doing this already.
Mm-hmm. As I understand, psychiatrists were advising it for couples with marital problems and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, by the way, psilocybin has been tested, and there are some good results with that in PTSD as well. So, you know, these are drugs that it's a shame to see the fact that they're illegal because it prohibits. The DEA doesn't, you know, they're just going to let anybody go out and run scientific studies on these things, because if information starts coming out that they can actually help people rather than just be, you know, abused.
Right. The DEA wants you to believe drugs, and that drugs or whatever they define them as are bad. And that's it. And, you know, there's a lot of evidence out there otherwise, but people who don't want to do these drugs aren't interested in doing these drugs. It's just easier to believe the government.
So, continuing this piece here about ketamine, which is known as a tranquilizer. I'd call it a horse tranquilizer. You said it's a cat tranquilizer.
Correct.
So they maybe they use something more intense for horses.
Whatever. They're all animals.
Animal tranquilizer.
So this is something that is also illegal. It is something that if you get caught with it, you're probably going to go to prison. But according to a recent couple of studies by the National Institute of Mental Health, published in Biological Psychiatry this week, ketamine has significantly assisted people with depression, bipolar depression, and they say it helps within minutes. Within 40 minutes, 79% of the test group improved. These are people with bipolar disorder, depression. They improved with ketamine, but the placebo group, 0% reported improvement. Importantly, and for the first time, this is from MedicalDaily.com, in a group of patients with bipolar depression, they also found that ketamine significantly reduced suicidal thoughts. These anti-suicidal effects also occurred within 1 hour. Considering that bipolar disorder is one of the most lethal of all psychiatric disorders, these study findings could have major impact on public health. Now, they're not saying this is a cure. But they are saying here, our finding, this is the doctor who's in charge of the study, Dr. Carlos Zarat, he says that our finding that a single infusion of ketamine produces rapid antidepressant and anti-suicidal effects within 1 hour, and that is fairly sustained, is truly exciting, he commented. We think that these findings are of true importance, given that we have only a few treatments approved for acute bipolar depression, and none of them have this rapid onset of action. They usually take weeks or longer to have comparable antidepressant effects, as ketamine does.
And the drug-consuming public should be able to benefit from this in 20 years. This is what it comes down to with the FDA and the tests like this. You know,
if the DEA lets go of it.
You've got to ask yourself, if you're suffering with bipolar or you know somebody who's suffering with bipolar and you can get a hold of some ketamine, why isn't it worth trying this out in your own life? 78% of the people saw improvement. 79% of the people saw improvement, and 0% of the people in the control group did. That's a big difference. Those are really significant results.
Ketamine is an N-methyl-diaspartate NMDA receptor antagonist, which means that it works by blocking the actions of NMDA. Dr. Zarat added, importantly, confirmation that blocking NMDA receptor complex is involved in generating rapid antidepressant and anti-suicidal effects offers an avenue for developing the next generation of treatments for depression that are radically different than existing ones. So he's suggesting there that maybe there could be some sort of new treatment that comes up that's based off of ketamine that, you know.
God knows we wouldn't want to let this stuff on the market. The DEA says it's bad.
Well, I don't think he's saying that, but I think he's acknowledging how difficult it would be to get the DEA to overturn this as
well.
Well,
there are, you know, you've heard of the cluster headaches, which is some sort of insane headache that, like, is crippling. I mean, the people who have it can't work.
Mm-hmm.
They come out of nowhere. They last forever. And LSD has been, it's similar to this, where it's like the only thing that has shown any sort of results. And it's my understanding that there's some sort of an analog of LSD that does not have the hallucinogenic effects of LSD that they use on these patients instead. So something like that with ketamine is kind of what they're suggesting.
Well, right. And these people, they're not telling you in this news piece here, but I'm sure if you read the study in Biological Psychiatry, which is available, you would probably be able to find out what the doses were on this particular case.
And that would be really important.
I'd be interested to know, did it say how they take it?
Hmm. was not made clear. Again, you probably have to check the study on that one.
Always go with the anal suppository.
Well, I'm only curious because ketamine is typically snorted like cocaine. So I was just, I mean,
if it's
I,
in a hospital environment,
I imagine
not
they
very
would
likely.
Do intramuscular.
Unlikely, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just right. That's I just am curious.
I don't know where I was going, but this is, you know, great news. People are being able to be helped by this product. And usually, I know what I was going to say, usually in these medical cases, you don't usually even have to take that much to get to the psychedelic effects of these drugs or the hallucinogenic effects.
But drug users take these for entirely different reasons.
Yeah, and I know I've seen documentaries with people using medical cannabis who will take maybe one or two tokes off of a pipe, and they will say that their symptoms are gone, that they've addressed their issue, whatever the medical issue was that they were having, that it doesn't take that. You don't have to sit there and smoke a whole bowl full of marijuana for these people to experience the relief that they're looking for. It's usually one or two hits off of a pipe, which in some cases is probably not going to be enough for people to feel psychoactive effects. They're not likely putting these people into what they call the K-hole with ketamine. There's this, you know, slang term, the K-hole. I've never done this, so I don't know.
It requires like a decent sized dose. It's not something that you can just get. You know
I prefer not to go there wherever the K-hole is.
It is. I have not done it. I'm pretty sure I've been kind of close. I haven't really tried to do it, but I've heard good things and bad, but the people who say good things say that it's pretty impressive.
I'm fine just hearing your reports about it.
I'll let you know.
No, wait, did you say ketamine was a disassociative?
Disassociative, yep. That's what it is.
And that's kind of what the K-hole's about, like reality's going away.
Yes,
and you're
exactly.
Going into a hole.
Like it's...
You're being tranquilized, essentially, at that point. So fascinating, you know, hearing about these studies that I don't know how it is that they're able to pull these things off. Is the DEA allowing this to happen? Is this happening in some other country? And, you know, secret? Is it happening in a secret lab? How is it that these things are occurring? If the DEA is allowing studies on psilocybin and LSD, then that's great news. I'm glad to hear that. I find it hard to believe that they would do something like that. So I always wonder, like, what are the circumstances that surround
these
studies?
Was this done in the United States?
It's not made clear. It's the National Institute of Medical Health.
Because it seems like I've seen more studies coming out of the UK. Like, they're a little more tolerant of it over there. You know, like, there's actually... politicians.
A lot fewer people going to prison for drugs over there. That's not their solution.
No.
This appears to be the U.S. government.
Okay. I know there are studies that are done here, and I don't understand how they get there.
I guess because it's the government, they can do a study.
I have a lot of hope for these medical ships that they're, you know, talking about putting offshore, that maybe the Seasteading Institute will put offshore.
Yeah.
Where they can do, you know, 13 miles, they're outside of the rules, and they can do whatever they want out there.
Kind of treatments. Hell yeah, that's a great idea. So, we'll, of course, tell you more about that as we learn more. And tonight, it's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Back tomorrow, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi? Reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at C-Crane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.